All right, so get this. You're scrolling through Telegram, right? And all of a sudden, bam, there's this game where you're tapping hamsters to become like a crypto tycoon.
Right.
It's hamster combat and everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So today we're going to figure out, is this the next big thing in crypto gaming, or is this like a scam?
Yeah, run for the hills situation.
We're going to look at this really cool article that we found from Tap and Earn,
Okay.
which is this gamer blog, and try to like unpack all this stuff.
Cool.
We're talking something like 300 million users in just 5 months. That's a lot of
What? That
hamsters.
raises the hamsters.
And it's all built on this thing called the TON blockchain.
Okay.
So are you ready to like dive in and see what all the fuss is about?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first of all, 300 million users.
Yeah.
That's a crazy amount of growth in just 5 months.
Yeah, I mean, just to put that into perspective, that's like the entire population of Indonesia just tapping away on their phones.
Wow.
It's really quite remarkable.
Indonesia, Pakistan, Nigeria. We're talking massive populations here.
Huge.
And it all started with this game called Endcoin, right?
Exactly. Endcoin was essentially Hamster Combat's predecessor.
Okay.
It was a very simple coin tapping game, also on Telegram.
Okay.
And it exploded in popularity,
Really?
reaching over 35 million players in just a couple of months.
So like everybody was just obsessed with tapping coins
Yeah, it was like
for a while.
a sudden obsession with tapping these virtual
Okay,
coins.
so that was the spark.
Yeah.
Endcoin.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Well, the success of that game led the developers to create an actual cryptocurrency,
Oh,
also
wow.
called Endcoin,
Okay.
and they launched it on the Open Network blockchain.
Okay.
And it even got listed on some major crypto exchanges,
Really?
like OKX, Bybit, Binance,
Wow.
which really gave it some legitimacy and exposed it to a much wider audience.
So they took the simple tapping game and turned it into an actual cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
That's pretty wild.
it is. And that success paved the way for Hamster Combat. They basically took the basic concept of Endcoin, added a bunch more layers of gameplay,
Yeah, okay.
and kind of tapped into this growing excitement around blockchain gaming.
So we've got this lineage,
Yeah.
Endcoin,
The OG Tapper.
yeah, evolves into a crypto
Yeah.
and then sets the stage for hamster combat.
Exactly.
But what is it about this hamster-themed clicker game that's got everybody like hooked?
Well, on the surface, it seems like the appeal is the potential to earn crypto rewards.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't want to turn their tapping skills into actual digital assets?
Easy money.
Yeah, especially with this massive airdrop that they're planning.
That's right.
But I think there's more to it than just the lure of quick riches.
Okay.
I think clicker games, by their very nature, are just incredibly accessible.
Yeah.
You don't need any special skills or expensive equipment or prior gaming knowledge to jump in and start playing.
True.
It's just pure, simple fun.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of the appeal.
So it's easy to play, potentially lucrative, and built on the hype of crypto. No wonder this thing has gone viral. So let's break down the gameplay a little bit. What are people actually doing in Hamster Combat?
Okay, so the basic premise is that you're the CEO of a virtual crypto exchange,
Okay.
and your job is to tap your hamster to generate this in-game currency.
Okay.
The more you tap, the more you earn.
Got it.
But it's not just mindless tapping.
Okay.
There's actually a little bit of strategy involved as well.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more about the strategy.
Well, you can use your earnings to buy booster cards that upgrade your virtual exchange,
Oh, cool.
making it more efficient and profitable.
Okay.
You can also stake your in-game currency to earn passive income.
Oh.
So even when you're not actively playing, your hamsters are working hard for you in the background.
So it's like this little hamster-powered investment empire.
Exactly.
Love it.
Yeah.
So how did this whole thing get started?
Well, it's no coincidence that Hamster Combat chose Telegram as its platform.
Oh, why is that?
Telegram has this massive user base,
Okay.
around 900 million people.
Wow.
And the game is instantly accessible right within the app.
Oh,
You
wow.
don't have to go through any app stores or downloads.
Okay.
Just join the Hamster Combat channel and you're ready to play.
So they kind of bypassed all those gatekeepers and restrictions that
Yeah.
you might get with like a traditional app store.
Exactly. And I think it's part of a larger trend that we're seeing.
Okay.
Telegram is evolving into what's known as a super app,
Okay.
kind of like WeChat in China,
Okay.
where it's becoming this all-in-one platform where you can message friends, make payments, shop online, and play games
Yeah.
all within a single app.
That's a pretty powerful model.
It is.
So we've got Telegram as like the launch pad.
Yeah.
The game itself is simple and fun.
Right. Yeah.
And there's this potential for earning crypto.
Yeah.
No wonder everybody's going nuts for these hamsters.
It's true. But before we get too caught up in the hype, I think it's important to take a step back and look at some of the potential downsides.
Okay.
Because even with all its charm, hamster combat is not without its risks.
Let's talk about those risks.
Okay.
What are some of the red flags that our listeners should be aware of?
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
So I think we were talking about red flags and risks.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, the crypto world is full of stories about people like getting scammed or losing all their money chasing these like quick profits.
It's true. And unfortunately, hamster combat is not immune to those risks.
Okay.
In fact, its very popularity kind of makes it a target for scammers.
Oh, so what kinds of scams should people be on the lookout for?
Well, for starters, there's the classic lookalike app scam.
Oh, yeah.
Scammers will create these fake apps that look almost identical to the real Hamster Combat app.
Oh, wow.
Hoping to trick people into, like, connecting their wallets or sharing their private keys.
That's scary. So how can people tell the difference between, like, the legit app and a scam?
It's all about due diligence. You always want to double check the app's name, the developer information, the website.
Yeah.
Make sure it's the official Hamster Combat app and not some shady imitation.
Okay.
And never, ever share your private keys with anyone.
Got it. Verify everything and keep your private keys private.
Exactly.
What other scams are out there?
Well, there's also the potential for pump and dump schemes.
Okay.
This is where a group of people will artificially inflate the price of a token.
Mm-hmm.
Like the upcoming Hamster Combat token.
Okay.
And then they'll sell off their holdings at its peak.
Oh, wow.
Leaving everybody else holding the bag.
So it's like a coordinated manipulation of the market.
Exactly. And it can be very difficult to spot.
Okay.
That's why it's so important to be cautious about investing in any new token.
Right.
Especially if it seems like the price is rising really quickly.
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of hype surrounding it.
So it sounds like the key takeaway here is to just be skeptical.
Yeah.
Do your research and never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Exactly.
Because even if Hamster Combat itself is legit,
right,
there are going to be bad actors out there.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to exploit the hype and take advantage of people.
Absolutely. It's the same principle as with any investment.
Okay.
Never put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
And always be prepared for the possibility of loss.
Right. So we've talked about the scams.
Yeah.
What about the game itself?
Okay.
Are there any, like, inherent risks in the way Hamster Combat is designed or operated?
Well, one potential concern is their reliance on advertising revenue.
Okay.
Hamster Combat is free to play.
Yeah.
So their main source of income is from advertisers.
So it's like that saying, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product.
Exactly.
Our attention and engagement are the real commodities here.
Right. And that raises questions about the long-term sustainability of the game.
Okay.
Can they maintain enough user engagement to generate enough ad revenue to keep the game running and to reward the players?
Right.
Or will the hype eventually fade, leading to a decline in players and ultimately the game's demise?
So it's like they're walking this tightrope.
Yeah.
Trying to balance growth with sustainability.
Exactly.
If they grow too much too quickly,
right,
the whole thing could come crashing down.
Yeah.
Too much focus on making money.
Yeah.
They risk alienating players and kind of killing the fun.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And then let's not forget about the upcoming token launch.
Oh, yeah. The token.
The developers are planning a massive airdrop of Hamster Combat tokens.
Right.
On the TON blockchain.
Okay.
With 60% of the total supply going to the community.
Wow. That's a huge amount.
It is.
60% going to the player.
Yeah. They're really trying to emphasize that community-driven aspect.
Yeah.
But even with the best intentions, there are risks associated with any new token launch.
Okay.
Volatility is a big one.
Okay.
Once those tokens hit the market, their price could fluctuate wildly, especially in the early days.
Okay.
If a lot of people try to sell their tokens all at the same time, it could lead to a rapid price drop.
Wow.
Leaving those who bought in late with some pretty significant losses.
So even though there's a lot of excitement
and
potential surrounding this Hamster Combat token,
there's
also this very real possibility that things could go south pretty quickly.
Absolutely. And there were some initial delays in the token launch.
Really?
Which actually raised some concerns within the community.
Okay.
Delays can sometimes be a red flag.
Yeah.
Signaling some underlying issues with the project's development.
Okay.
Or even a lack of transparency from the team.
Transparency is so crucial.
Yeah.
Especially in the crypto world where trust is everything.
Exactly. And another thing to consider is the potential impact of bots and fake accounts.
Okay, bots, we hear that word thrown around a lot in the crypto space.
We do.
Can you explain what they are and why they're a concern?
Essentially, bots are these automated accounts that can perform tasks like tapping hamsters.
Okay.
Or buying and selling tokens.
Yeah.
They can basically create this illusion of massive user engagement and activity.
Oh, okay.
Making the game seem a lot more popular than it actually is.
So those 300 million users might not be entirely accurate.
It's possible bots can skew the data.
Oh, wow.
And create this false sense of momentum.
Okay.
Which can be problematic for several reasons.
Yeah.
For starters, it can mislead potential investors.
Right.
About the true popularity of the game.
Okay.
And the value of its token.
So it's like a house of cards built on inflated numbers.
Exactly. And bots can also be used to manipulate the tokenomics of the game.
Oh, wow.
For example, they could buy up large amounts of tokens during the airdrop.
Okay.
Driving up the price.
Right.
Making it harder for real players to acquire them.
So it creates this like uneven playing field.
Yeah.
Where real players are at a disadvantage compared to these automated accounts.
That's right. And it's something that players should definitely be aware of.
All right. So we've talked about the scams, the potential downsides of like the ad-driven revenue model, the volatility of this upcoming token, and the issue of bots skewing the data.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot to consider before jumping into the hamster combat craze.
Yeah, but amidst all these cautionary tales, I think there are also some really interesting aspects to hamster combat.
Okay.
That are worth exploring.
Okay, I'm all ears. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the potential upsides.
Okay.
What's got you intrigued about this game? We were talking about the upsides of hamster combat. What makes you think this game is more than just a fleeting fad?
Well, one thing that I find fascinating is this community-driven approach with hamster combat.
Okay.
You see, in traditional games, the power dynamic is pretty one-sided, right?
Yeah.
The developers make the rules, they control the in-game economy.
Yeah.
And they reap most of the rewards.
Yeah, it's like their world and we're just playing in it.
Exactly. We put in the time we grind for these virtual treasures, but ultimately they call the shots. But with blockchain-based games like Hamster Combat, the power shifts.
Okay. How so?
Well, the community actually becomes a stakeholder in the game.
Okay.
Think about it. 60% of the Hamster Combat tokens are going to the players.
Yeah.
That means the community has a real stake in the game's success.
So it's less about like a company dictating the value of our time and effort.
Right.
And more about the players having a, say, a vote, like a piece of the pie.
Exactly. It's a potential paradigm shift.
Yeah.
And I think that's incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
It could create a more equitable and sustainable gaming ecosystem.
Okay.
Where players are more than just consumers.
Yeah.
They become investors and participants in the game's growth.
It's a powerful idea. It's almost like a mini democracy, right, within the game itself.
Yeah.
But let's be real. There's also this speculative element to all of this, right?
Absolutely.
People are hoping that this Hamster Combat token is going to skyrocket in value.
Of course.
And they're going to make a fortune.
Yeah. And that's part of the appeal, but it's also a potential risk. There's no guarantee that this token will succeed.
Right.
It could just as easily crash and burn, leaving those who invested with nothing but virtual hamster dust.
So it's a high-risk, high-reward kind of situation.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners navigate this uncertain terrain?
Well, I think the most important thing is to approach this with a balanced perspective.
Okay.
Don't get swept up in the hype.
Yeah.
Do your research, understand the game's mechanics.
Right.
And most importantly, never invest more than you can afford to lose.
It's like any investment. There's always a chance you could lose money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even with the risks, I think there's something undeniably compelling about this convergence of gaming and blockchain technology.
Yeah, it feels like we're witnessing the birth of a new era in gaming where players have more ownership, more control, and more potential for financial gain.
It's an exciting time to be a gamer.
Yeah.
And I think Hamster Combat, with its community-driven approach, and this innovative use of Telegram is right at the forefront of this movement. Whether it ultimately succeeds or not remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a sign of things to come.
So we've explored the hype, the risks, potential rewards.
Yeah.
And even pondered like the future of gaming. What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is that Hamster Combat, while entertaining and potentially lucrative, represents a much broader trend that we're seeing in the crypto space.
Okay.
And that's this intersection of simple, accessible gameplay with the potential for real-world financial gain.
Yeah.
And this trend is still in its early stages.
Right.
But it has the power to really reshape the gaming landscape as we know it.
And as with any emerging trend, I think it's crucial to approach it with like a healthy mix of curiosity and caution.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Stay curious, my friend, but always be mindful of those risks.
And there you have it, folks. We've delved deep into the world of hamster combat.
We have.
Explored its meteoric rise, uncovered its potential rewards and risks, and even glimpsed into the future of gaming.
It's been a fascinating journey.
I have.
And I hope this deep dive has empowered you to make more informed decisions as you navigate this really exciting,
yeah,
but sometimes treacherous landscape.
Remember, folks, knowledge is power, so keep diving deep. Stay curious, and as always, happy gaming!